Hi, this is Donna with Reunion Healing. I wanted to share this session that is based on basically the energy of inertia, the idea that we feel stuck, non-movement. It's also going to help ignite the heat of passionate energy. So basically, get things moving. And the first thing that came up when I was doing this session was that it is a collective session. And what that means is it deals with collective consciousness, which means that there's a whole big group that feels the same way. They feel stuck in areas of their life, or they feel lethargic, or they feel like they just can't quite get moving, get the things they want in life, create what they want in their reality. And when it's collective, it just basically means that we as a person, as a human, out of our own innate love for others, we end up taking on other people's stuff. So this can feel especially heavy for us. It might feel like, wow, I really feel stuck, tired, exhausted, no movement, inertia. But it may feel even bigger than it might be if it was just because we'd had some lack of sleep. It's because we're carrying the greater energy of a much larger group, the collective consciousness. And with that, by doing this session, not only do we help ourselves individually, but it's going to help myriads of people, just groups and groups of people. And so it has a very much a ripple effect. So the very first thing that came up was that this has to do with us and others, the greater collective, who have undergone a similar trauma and event that affects us all. And it tends to happen when we yearn for love, freedom, and beauty, and we don't feel that we're getting that or we're receiving that. And it triggers something within us and starts to make us feel no movement. And the very first thing that we need to do is we always kind of open in an energy of prayer and connection. So I want you to take a moment and just open your heart in gratitude to the love that you have for others. Really take a moment and honor yourself for the loving being that you are, and that you have that kind of love for yourself as well as all humanity. And just surrender to that. And then we're going to ask that your higher guides and helpers come in, and any angel beings and all your loved ones, maybe even ancestors that you feel connected to, that they come and support you in seeing what's going on here and help you open to movement and healing in this area. All right, good job. So the first thing that comes up is I call it the seeding, and it basically says that that's the root, or where's the origin of this. And it basically brings in the energy of being harried or affected by what one would say is an evil intention. That at some point you thought or felt that someone had just kind of sent you some bad juju, or just, you know, thought, you know, even when you just, you know, a road rager or something, when someone's, you know, driving along and they just kind of honk the horn at you. That kind of energy, basically just a negative thought going your way. And it comes in with the energy of, I want to deny you blessings. And what's come up in this session is that it was a past lover. So here's the thing. We have a huge group of people, and we have ourselves in this session. And you're probably feeling that there's even someone in this lifetime that you had a connection with as a lover, a partner, a husband, a wife, that once you're in this relationship, you felt that they really did want to deny you blessings. It really originates in a past life and some other life. And so you think of like this huge group of people that have felt this and had this same thing, where they felt they've been with a partner who did not want to bless them and was really kind of working against making them happy and working together. And so, but we're going to focus on this lifetime because we have so many people online, and being that it is a collective. But if you just get a connect to that, and that energy of having this sort of this intention that was sent towards you, and how it came in was that it started out as the outer crisis that set this up was being shamed or ignored by your partner. And it created no light. It created that darkness feeling. So there's been a time when there's been some partner, past partner, lover, marital person that you're married to, that had created this sense of shame and ignoring you. And what it did, it created a feeling of frailty. It started to kind of break down your sense of the sacredness of your life and the glory and its potential. And that was not being sufficiently nourished. And it affected the heart and the stomach area, the power center, the front of, you know, the power center in the gut. So this session, not only will it help the heart, energize it, you know, create. I'm also an acupuncturist, so I talk to patients about having yang qi, heart yang qi, which is that fire and that passion in their heart, and it can bring that back. And then also, being that it's in our power center in this, or the stomach area, it can also then perhaps help with any kind of digestive issues or any kind of malabsorption or just gut issues that one might have. And in these sessions, what I basically do is, like, where the inner is having a talk with you. It's trying to share with you the story that's coming up around this feeling of inertia. And so I'm almost like we're allowing the inner to speak, and I utilize hand mudras or hand modes. Yoga is a body mudra, and then we can put the hand in positions, and they've been used for millennia. They're very ancient, and I call it sign language for the inner, these hand mudras. And I use that to get the inner's story. So the next thing that came up is that there is an issue with nourishment, that your nourishment needs support by an inner resource within you. So you already have this inner resource, but it just needed to be nourished because there had been this shame and ignoring energy that was around one. And the resource being lacking has made one feel unable to ride the up and down flows of life. So you tend to withdraw internally into a dulling pessimism. So we went on to find out that the kundalini, or the energy that goes up the spinal cord, and basically the cerebrospinal fluid, basically in Chinese medicine we call that jing, J-I-N-G, and it is basically just the elixir of life. And that has been affected by this, and it's created one's sense of freedom and victory are being scorched by an inner irritability and anxiousness. So not only after we have lifted this can actually help if there's been some inner irritability, even pain being irritability, also anxiousness, just anxiety in any form. And it has created inflammation by setting up this energy of something being disallowed by another. And it leads you to enforce this dark self-invalidation onto yourself. So basically, because one didn't feel nourished by the partner, it disallowed for that kind of a union and partnership. And then that created that self-invalidation of, you know, you doing it to yourself because of the way that you felt. It goes on to a file that I worked with called Taboo, which creates it lets you know that there's certain things that aren't just going to be allowed, okay? And so, you know, you think about something that caused you some past trauma, and then it makes it difficult for you to create that in the future, create those passionate connections and union, sacred union with a partner. And when I speak of a partner, we think of a lover, a mate, However, this can also affect partnerships with business and, you know, your own material wealth and connection to partnerships on that level too. So real important that we look at this and you know, expose it to the light and heal it. So it creates this demeaning disconnect with your passionate union and the intimacy that you have with grace, with the divine union as well. So it can not only affect you on the physical realm with connection and partnership that way, but also start to disconnect you from the divine and from source energy. So it goes on, and I found that it ends up working on creating a self-corruption, and it does not acknowledge your true power and freedom to choose. So you start to feel like you don't have a choice. You start to feel like you are unable to make anything happen, that you don't have a voice in this, and that you just sort of have to drum along in this little droning way and not have your own ability to choose a different thing. And then with this energy, you then dismiss the power within you to positively change your unwanted circumstances. It's almost like it just puts you in this trance state of not being able to feel that you have the power to make the change, and therefore you don't, you just basically don't do the things, or can't even see the things that you need to do in order to shift it. And you dismiss your very own power. You dismiss that, and you're not able to change your unwanted circumstances. And then it literally gets so embedded that it creates like this wall that you can't even push through, and it goes to the wall file, which is you'd almost rather, the fear of changing and transmuting this is so great because you don't really know what's on the other side, that you feel change could mean death. So it really works on keeping you in this stuck state. Your intention to change your outlook keeps stubbornly reverting back to fear or cynical despair. So it not only does it create that lethargy, but it creates fear, and then one becomes cynical and despairing. And then it led me to a file called inversion, which is basically it's like the boomerang idea, that, you know, if you throw a ball out, you expect it to stay out there, but with inversion, it turns on itself. So it's like a boomerang. You throw it out and it comes back to you. And the way I say it is, you know, you want to lose weight, you go on a diet, you gain weight. So the opposite happens of whatever your intention is. So this is really a yucky place to be, because it's almost like the harder you try, the worse it gets. And there's some truth to that when this kind of energy is hanging around you. It creates this inversion of energy that creates a resulting sense of inadequacy, and it clouds your ability to renew and heal yourself. And it creates mistrust, and that begins to be fueled. And not only do you start to actually absorb despair and discomfort from others. So you can just be going along thinking it's a great day and things are turning around, and your energy field actually absorbs and picks up others' despair and discouragement. It also, the inner shared that you're also being caged by an imposition of fear, falsehood, and inwardly suppressing your own self. So it really exacerbates the fear factor, and then it starts to make you think falsely, and you end up suppressing your own self. Not just the partner suppressing you, but you do it to yourself. Then that created a held emotional belief that affected your, it weakened your faith in yourself, and and that triggered a genetic code, which it holds an emotional pooling of self-invalidation within you. And so a code is, it's a passed on in the DNA coding. And it basically sets up your environment. It commands your environment. So it's very much like the sticker that kids would put on someone in high school that said, kick me. And you'd walk down the hall and people would start to kick and tease. And you didn't know why until you realized someone had put a sign on you. And then you just peeled it off. And then that was gone. You weren't giving that signal. And these trauma codes actually command your environment, like those sticky notes. And they start to tell the environment to treat you and set up in a certain way. So something you definitely want to be aware of, and just kind of peel that thing off. And the trauma code that came up is in the throat, and it's in the front of the throat, and it creates the illusion of being alone. One is the pained victim. So goes very hand in hand with the session. Basically, one's, you know, shamed and ignored by the lover. And then it starts to create this energy of feeling that, and it is an illusion, it's not the truth, that one's alone and that they're the pained victim. Again, going back to that pain, inflammation, anxiety. So at that point, we had some helpers. We have helpers in the other realms that came, and they came in and they started to want to help and support the sensation of worry that we can get in, and worry about the state that we're in and not being able to change it. And that was going to be turned around into a courageous grandeur and acting with forgiveness, playfulness, and understanding for yourself and others. So instead of this worry, they were going to come in and support you in having this grand feeling about your, and with playfulness about your life, yourself, and your understanding of others, and then also having a forgiving spirit. So the next thing I found was that not only do we have a genetic coding, but we have what I call an implant, which is an old implanted contract that we took on. And we just sort of run our life with these contracts until we wake up to them and say, whoa, I don't need this anymore in my life. I took this because I thought it was the only way I could stay in a body in Earth, and that these were the Earth rules. And I'm awake now to the idea that I don't have to let circumstances run my life. And the implant is in the central nervous system, and it's sitting and really kind of running from the third eye area, or I would say there's a acupuncture point that's about in the middle of the forehead, and that's where this is sitting. And here's the story there. Okay, this is a contract sitting there that you just sort of runs your whole body, your life. It imposes a sense of mistrust, needy anxiety that clouds your clarity about what's true. So it really creates a big confusion, seeding anxiety and then mistrust. So, you know, we know that two things. If we have mistrust within us, we have a greater potential to attract a partner that we can't trust, right? Because like attracts like. And we start to feel that we can't trust others. So not only do we draw in those that aren't trustworthy, we also feel that we can't trust anyone. And so it further isolates you and actually compounds that code that says I'm alone and I'm a pained victim. So went on to get more of the story, and we knew that it created taking away our clarity, and we wouldn't really be able to know what was really true. And with that, it also triggered an old draining belief. And it interrupts your clear realization of the power and the creativity that you have available to you. And here's the belief that's been hanging out through generations, and by, it's sort of like the genetic coding and the implant feed our beliefs. And here's the belief: my family, my group, or my partner believes I am a failure. So we had this underlying belief that we've carried with us, and we attracted someone who not only maybe at some point started to feel that, then they started to shame and ignore us, right? And so always good to get rid of beliefs that are not true, you know, old generational beliefs that no longer serve you and really are not true. Because it was a belief that we didn't have this support through a family, group, or partner. And then it went to an acupuncture point, kidney 16, which is on the front of the body. And the story there around the point is being caught in unclean emotions that take control. So I did a little acupuncture. I used some essential oils on the point and sent it out to the whole group and to anyone who's listening right now, and it started to help to move away those unclean emotions that all of this would trigger in one, you know, feeling that if they think I'm a failure, maybe I am a failure. And it went on to a file called Unclean, and we were starting to, with this acupuncture, move the disarming thoughts that keep rising into your consciousness and eat away at your confidence and hope. So then I had to find out, what's this outer crisis that set all of this up? And it was an old falling apart of a way of life through another or a group's destructive suppression. So again, we talked about a partnership. So let's just say there was this partnership that, because of how it was going and because of all this set in motion, there was a falling apart of a way of your life. And through this destructive suppression. So it could have been, you know, a breakup, you know, a divorce. And then it can also overflow, like I said, into all partnerships. So even attracting a job that didn't go well, or one gets fired from, that kind of thing. So it's literally, when we say the falling apart of a way of life, you know, some, you know, I think there was a lot of old beliefs about, you know, you're going to marry, you know, the knight in shining armor, and you're just going to have the little picket fence and everything's going to be great. And, or maybe you had a certain lifestyle, a certain way. And then when the partnership broke down, that it created an outer crisis for you, and literally a falling away of a lifestyle. And then so this energy is so strong with a collective, and so strong that it's amplified. So, and until we kind of look at these things and lift them, we can kind of repeat these patterns, and we definitely don't want to continue to stay in attracting those kind of partnerships. But this is such a strong outer crisis that it created duress of the collective. And so this collective group had such a high resonance with this outer crisis of this falling apart of the way of life, of this lifestyle, that it literally drives one into living a troubled, uneven lifestyle. So the cool thing is, we're going to get ready to lift this momentarily and shift this, and what happens is that it's going to allow the opportunity for living a more balanced, even, non-troubled lifestyle. So the one last piece before we get ready to lift this, and then you bring in abilities that come in because of this whole contract being torn up and gotten rid of, and is when you start to realize that you have these old contracts and they aren't working for you anymore, you know, that you wanted, you trust, you love humanity, you love others, you want to trust them, and you feel that way, and you're clear about who you are, then you start to move in that direction, and this triggers the implant, and it wants to put you back to sleep into the state of this contract, because you agreed to this contract, because you thought it, that as you came into your body and form, that this was just how it is here, you know, and that you couldn't have it all, you know, you couldn't have that wonderful partnership. And so, it will trigger in you when you start to move out of it and wake up, to like the epiphany state of, you know, that you have a loving heart, that in your heart, grace wishes you to forgive and allow joy and love to sweep away all illusion, and that you are here to have a wonderful connection and partnership. Something will trigger and it'll start to create despair. There might be some cut communication. So that might have been something that's been going on for you. Despair, cut communication, a loss of clarity, bitter doubt, and that you can't sustain your very own self-worth. So I had to kind of get the whole backstory before the inner says, okay, there it is. That I've just kind of let it all out and told you what's really been affecting me and the beliefs attached to it and all of that. And so I had to focus. So I want you to take a moment now, and we're going to move this. It's, remember, I'm going to review this. It's been sitting in that third eye area, or right in the middle of the forehead, which is the point in acupuncture that's all about inspiration and intuition and getting your creative God thoughts coming in and being able to get insight and epiphanies. And so what was sitting there blocking all that was this old contract that said, it's going to impose a sense of mistrust and needy anxiety that clouds your clarity about what's really true. So I want you, we're going to give this contract a symbol, and the symbol is we're going to see that contract as this haunted darkness on the third eye. And I want you to start to pulse brilliant, beautiful, crystalline light on that middle of that forehead. And just start pulsing that there and feel that light up, and I almost see it getting shimmery and so bright and beautiful and like the God light, you know, just swirling and silvery and beautiful. And I want you to just to open up that point so that there is nothing of darkness there, and you're completely aware and awakened to the realization in your heart that grace wishes you to forgive and allow joy and love to sweep away illusion. So take a minute right now and, you know, send forgiveness to that partner. It could have been a friend that betrayed you, or it could have been, you know, a family member. It could be a love partner. It could be a marital, you know, someone you were married to. And just send them that same love and just open their third eye for them. Just say, here, let me do that for you. Let me open this window and shed some light in here. And I want you to put and breathe into that spot, that realization, the epiphany that in your heart, that grace wishes you to forgive and allow within your heart joy and love to sweep away all illusion that you might have had about partnership. And so I want you just to bring in that beautiful light and bring it in through that third eye and bring it down into your heart and just open that heart up to this bright, loving, warm glow, and bring in forgiveness and then the allowing of that joy and that love that sweeps away all illusion. And you're able to see from your heart that the divine wishes you well and that you truly have that heart of a lover. And then I'm going to do that for this collective group. So if you can help me with that too, we can just send that to all those who feel that they've been in a partnership that was, you know, abusive that way. And it shut down their creativity in that third eye area and their insight and inspiration. And just see that area as this haunted darkness and just start pulsing that bright light to them. Just send them out of the heavens, the sunshine. I like to lay people out at the beach. So we're going to put them all on the beach and they're just going to be catching some sun, and they start to feel really warm and glowy, and there's no darkness whatsoever left there. And then as we bring into their third eye area, the realization in their heart and their mind and their spirit that grace, that the divine wishes them joy and love that sweeps away all illusion. They're able to openly forgive, and we radiate that out to them. And as we do, they all just turn into these pink orbs, and they just sort of float away into the heavens, and they're very grateful, and they're like, thank you for helping me, and we're glad that we were able to really show this to you as well, so that it was reciprocal, and we could both get the benefits of this energy work. And when you do that, I want you to take a deep breath, and then I want you to start to bring in some of the things that this was blocking for you, the blessings, I call them the blessings, that you have innately within you. And one is, I spoke of it earlier, is courageous grandeur coming in for you, and that helps you to then act with forgiveness, playfulness, and understanding of yourself and others. And then the other blessing, or an ability that you actually have, is beauty and inspiration surging from your heart. And how that will look in the world for you is that it will open you in ecstasy to the glories of creation. It's almost like it's opening the eyes to the glory that's here in creation for you, and the beauty in connection, and the beauty of drawing in sacred union and partnership. And it's interesting, because remember, we started this session with feeling stuck, feeling lethargy, feeling inertia, and the obstruction of flow. And yet, what was creating that was this whole trauma in a partnership. And so how interesting that, you know, it really almost froze you and froze the heart in time, and wasn't allowing that full energy to come in into one and be vibrant and vital based on this old partnership. So what's really fun about reunion healing and this work that I do is that, you know, we sit and we think it's one thing, and until we go in and connect with the inner and ask our higher self and our spirit to safely share what's the reason for this, it's interesting to see, you know, like we a lot of times we'll say I've been feeling really tired, and you know, I've now go from one coffee cup to, I've got to have 2 cups of coffee, 3 cups of coffee. And now I think I'm just burning myself up. I'm so worn out, and I've started to get these headaches, you know, as well. And I don't know how I'll ever quit the caffeine, because I'm already getting headaches, and let alone stopping it. And then you just say, okay, well, let's do a session around, you know, this energy, low energy, and, you know, headaches and the coffee issue. And then you go in and you find this whole story that's based on, like, you know, maybe it's all happening because you just really do not like your job, and you know that you're supposed to move on or have the courage to go and venture into another field or something like that. And so it's really interesting, just like with this, we start out with, like, I'm exhausted, lethargy, I have no passion, no, I can't get things moving. And it had to do with an old trauma with a partner. And so I want you to take just another little minute, and I want you to go back in the beginning of the session, we needed to just open our hearts to the beautiful gratitude and love that we have for others. So I want you to take a moment and connect with that part of yourself. And I want you to go ahead and send that out to whoever comes up for you that may have been the person that you feel might have triggered this for you, that maybe shamed you in the past and ignored you. And just tell them it's okay. That you got yourself back, and that you you realize that the grandeur of the love that you are, and that you don't have to carry this belief anymore that it's gone, that you are a failure, because that's just absolutely the illusion, and it was not true. So just take a moment, and then I want you to also send that to any. I want you to open that area of the third eye, just for your family members, even pets, and just sort of send them that God light, that shiny, beautiful crystalline light, and bring into them, you know, that the divine really wants you to be joyful, and let that love sweep away any illusion they may have about themselves. And I want you to take another minute and just thank your higher self, your spirit, for the work that it did in this moment. And that's the session, and I'm going to very quickly just synopsis the three things I want you to focus on and bring in for yourself. People always want homework. Basically, I want you to sit quietly, and I like to write these things and use them as my little mantras. So I'll say something like, I open in gratitude to the love I have for others, and your blessings are beauty and inspiration surge from my heart. I open in ecstasy to the glories of creation. I have courageous grandeur. I act with forgiveness, playfulness, understanding for myself and others. I hope you enjoyed this, and I really hope it helps you. And if you'd like, just leave any comments about any shifts and changes you may have found. And remember that it could help with the anxiety, with inflammation, that searing hot kind of anger. So that can be in the body, also with your mood, also with the gut and heart, you know, being heart anxiety or gut issues. So look for any changes there with that, and especially look for changes in the energy and also in partnership. So let me know if you create any new wonderful creative partnerships. Thank you. Be blessed.